We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Dav Tzadik Tes Omer Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on the bottom of Dav Tzadik Tes Omer Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Mish Yesh Loi Bar Lifnim Mi Beisai. Someone who sold a bar in his house, either was sold the bar in his house, or was a Dei Chalukah of Yerusha, and what happens is, it lands up, there's a bar in his house, it's a room in his house where the bar is, and in order for his friend to access it, he has to walk through his house. So he has a bar, Lefnim Mebeisai Shel Chaveiroi. Reuven has a bar in Shimon's house. So the halacha is, he can't come at any time in the middle of the night and knock on the door and say, I want to use my bar. Because the guy's house, yeah, lives there. So Nichnas B'shasha Derech Bnei Odom Nichnasim. He's allowed to walk into the house anytime it's a normal time people walk in. V'yoytze B'shasha Derech Bnei Odom Yoytzeim. And he goes in and out when it's a normal time, which is by day, because I'm an Amanas Kain Chalku, it was on this tonight they made this Chalukah. Not that it should bother me in the middle of the night to wake up from my bed to open the door, but you come at a normal time, by day. You come in by day, you leave by day. You can't bring in your behemoth into the house in order to drink from the bar. You bring water out to feed the behemoth. And the owner of the bar makes a lock to the door, so no one should go steal from his bar. And the Baal Bayis also makes a lock. Where does he make the lock? We'll see in Gemara momentarily where he makes the lock. So they make two locks. The Baal Bar makes a lock on the room, so no one can take from his water. And also the Baal Bayis also makes a lock. So Gemara, Pesachas Leicha, where is this lock? They're both on the room of the bar. Now, what's the pshat? So, Bishlam Abalabar, Boyerlishter, Mure, Maya, the Boyer. He needs to watch his water from his bar. That's why he has a lock. Ella Balabayas, Lomalay. Why in the world does the Balabayas have a lock on that guy's bar? So, Gemara says, you know why? Am Rabbalazar, Mishum, on top of my base now, Mishum Chshat, Ishtai. Because we don't want this guy to come to the house to use the bar when the husband's not home. Therefore, we have the husband has the key. So he only can use it together with the husband. He has to open his lock, and the husband also has a lock on the door of the room of the bar. So between both of them, you have to open it up. So he'll always be home, and therefore avoiding any problem of a chshad with the Baal Bayis' wife. Maybe the lock is for the front door, so that he shouldn't come and steal the house. That, Rashbam says, the wife can watch over the house. It's not a problem. The problem is we don't want them to have yichud over here. So if he can come any time to use the bar, he has his own key, we're scared of yichud. Therefore, we need him around to open the door for him. Any questions? Ad kan, this Mishnah, now next new Mishnah. Top on base. Mish yesh leginu lefnei meginas shechaveiroi. Someone has a garden. It's in back of the garden of his friends. In order to access his garden, he has to walk through the garden of his friend. Nichnas b'shosh derech meyadu nichnasim. He goes in when it's a normal time to go in. And he leaves a normal time. Because Lemaisa, it's a hezek to walk through a guy's gina. And the Anan Sadi is you only allow him to use it a normal use. Which means going in normal time, coming out at normal time. And Ve'inim Achasoga Tagaram. You want to show some, you want to, you know, you stick a cucumber wholesaler, you want to show some of the buyers the cucumbers, you want them to walk through? No, you can't do that. You can't bring a tiger through my field also. And number two, you can't use, let's say you have another property behind that gina, and there's other ways to access it, obviously. You can't use my gina to get to your gina, to get to that gina as a shortcut. You can't do that. You only let it walk into my gina to get to your gina over here, but not to get somewhere else, not to get to another sada. Now, who plants on that road that's going into the Gina? Say, obviously, we're talking about a case where he bought it or it was a chalukah. That means the inside guy bought the derech, but still, the derech still belongs be a soida to the chitzain. But a chitzain is a reya as a derech. The chitzain plants on that derech. But, nosu derech minatzad, minatashneim. But let's say they made up when they split this up that there's going to be a road on the side of Gina 1 to get to Gina 2. Not in the middle, on the side. So then there's a little bit different dinim. Nichnas b'shasha roitza, v'yayt shasha roitza. You allow to use it access any time, because that's such a big favor, because we made up, it's not a place where really it's the terrible part of the gina, and therefore there, you can use it whenever you want, that road. Well, machnas b'shasha tagarim, you can bring in tagarim through that road, but still, le'kar b'shasha b'shasha b'shasha, you can't use it for shortcut. That's already the biggest level of wasting my time. You can't go through that. and they both can't plant there. They both cannot plant there. So when you have a Emunat Tzad, it has more rights besides for using it as a shortcut, because still the Maisa is far at the guy's Amgina, and he can't just walk through it for no reason whatsoever. So I'll take a Gemara. Next Gemara really doesn't have so much shaykhs to the Mishnah. The only shaykhs that has is who has the right to plant. We'll see in a second. There's something called a Amma. Amma Beis HaShochen. It's an irrigation ditch. So if I tell you I'm selling you an irrigation ditch through my property, how much do I have to give you? How much space? Amma Beis HaShochen. The irrigation ditch has to be 2 Ammas wide. Va'amma mekan va'amma mekan la'akveh. And you get an amma on each side of the guy's property in order to build the walls, the retaining wall for the ditch. Altogether, you get 4 ammas. That's one girsa in the Rashbam. The Rashbam is not a girsa. They read it like this: Noisle beis amois l'soicha amma mekan la'akve, not ve'amma mekan. Which means we're only talking about the borders. We're not talking about the actual beis hashlochem. You know why? Because the beis hashlochem is called the amma. So it usually means it's an amma wide, not 2 ammas wide. Here, first part of Rashbam, the Amma itself is 2 Ammas wide. Here it's called the Amma Beis HaShlochem. It's usually the Amma wide. So that's why the second Pshat holds, that's altogether 3.
What's the
Beis HaShlochem? Beis through his field.
What does that mean?
So Shimon has a field next side by side to Reuven, and Reuven's field is bordering the Nahar. Now you have to get the water from the Nahar, from the river, to Shimon's field. How do you get it there? So either you could take pipe underground, but those days weren't so sophisticated. So what they made was the irrigation ditch going right through Reuven's field. He bought it. He bought the right. He said, "I'm buying a right to make a Beis HaShlochem." And how wide could you make it? Sometimes you want it very wide, you want a lot of water. So that's a shaila here. So it says over here, if you're the first gear to the Rashbam, you can make it 2 ammas wide, and plus you get 2 ammas on the sides for borders.
One
is all altogether 2. Altogether 2. Altogether 4. I was telling you our next Girsa Rashbam. Do you want to hear next Girsa? The other Girsa Rashbam is that it's only an Amma wide and then an Amma for each side. And you read it, it's smack, how you read it? You read this. Noisin lochabe Amma Sasecha, Amma Mikan, Amma Kan Lakve. That's how you read it. Now, the second Pshat's Kashmak, that's called, it's called the Amma, right? But if you're first Pshat, why is it called the Amma if it's 2 Ammas wide? Zoy Frek Taisis. Taisis says because it's deep Amma. That's the top Taisis says. Read it inside if you want. If you say Amma Beis Akilon, what's Amma Beis Akilon? That's an irrigation ditch, not for irrigation purposes. That's to get water for washing and for your behema. Sometimes you need water for that. So that's a very, more narrow ditch. And therefore, Noisla Amma Achas L'Soicha, the Fidei Rashbam's first pshat, the first girsa, here it's less, because only 1 amma wide. V'chatzi amma kam, v'chatzi amma kam, la'akvei. And a 1/2 amma each side, la'akvei. And here also is another girsa. We're not going to get into it, there's another girsa also. But in this, kids are getting all together, 2 ammas total. In the first case, you get 4 ammas total. Here, 2 ammas total. So now we have these agfeha that belong to Shimon, who bought the right to have an irrigation ditch. Who could plant on top of those borders? Oysan agapai mizarin. Who plants on that? Rav Yehuda Amashmuel, Bala Soda Zarin. The Bala Soda plants on them. He's the vice of the Bala Soda. Rav Nachman Amashmuel, Bala Soda Noitim. He could plant trees. One says you could plant seeds, which means tvua, grains. Other ones you could plant trees. Now trees are better. Why? Because trees, the roots go deeper, and they won't make it porous. They won't make those retaining walls porous. So mandama zayran kol shkenoita. Of course, let it do natia a tree. Mandama noita mavaz royim loy. Why? Chachule machachule. It makes the agavayim porous, and something will drip out of it, and therefore it's not good for the agavayim. If you're only allowed to plant trees and not plant grains. Amasamayim, where there the agafel collapsed. So where do you get more? You could assume the sand from the agafel fell into Shimon's field, and I go into Shimon's field to get the sand. Because you know that it collapsed and it went into the other person's field, other person's property, and I could take if I could take the earth from his property to build up my walls. Masker or papa of Lemelay, let the owner, the Sada owner, say, Mayach Hashpulach La'arech. It was Your water took your arech and took it downstream. It didn't land on my property. Your water washed it away. Why take my property? Elamar Papa, Shamanaskin Kibbalah Val Sada. That, Lamaisi, maybe you're right, but that's what Kabbalah, when I'm Kabbalah Kafayim is, that I also allow you to take the earth from me. Now, Stamazoy, the Rashbam asks, that if not, well, what else was the Amma for, if not to take off sand from there? So he says like this, that the difference between, now we're saying, Lamaisa, you're allowed to take whatever you want, right? You're allowed to take sand from wherever you want, from the guy's property. So what's the significance of the Amma? So to respond, the difference of that Amma and the rest of the property is, in that Amma, you only could plant things there, but you can't build anything on that Amma on two sides. That really belongs in a certain way to the irrigation guy. But on your own property, I could build whatever I want. And you can't say, you know what, I might need that earth there. Don't build a house there, I might need earth there. You can't say that. He has full right of everything. But I'm going to ask Cain, if it gets washed away, I could go into this property to get earth for my walls. I could do that.